the music you love.
On KC
107.7.
The sound that sets you free.
That was Queen, Friends Will Be Friends. And you were also listening to Gebroken van Binne. I especially chose these songs for a reason, for my next guest. So that's here with me on KC 107.7 with the Power Hour tonight. And the number, if you want to join this conversation, is 082-414-1077. Yes, Gerine, I am your host. And here we are keeping it real, raw, and powerful tonight. Now joining me in a conversation is a remarkable woman, author Lucinda Small, who is launching her brand new book, Dear Zezebel, right here on the Power Hour tonight and also tomorrow on Case at Casey, which is actually full. So she needs to do another launch. And yes, you heard that right. At Casey will be proudly the home of her official book launch tomorrow night. Lucinda, welcome to the Power Hour. How are you doing? And how has your day been?
Hi, Green. Thank you so much for having me. What an introduction. That is amazing. Thank you.
I have this thing, you see, ek is 'n ouma kind. So, ouma kinders is mos maar nou so, ouma sê altyd, jy moet die mense welkom laat voel. So, if the introduction ain't right, how can I not make you feel welcome?
Ek voel welkom, dankie.
In any case, let's dive into this. What inspired you to write Dear Zezebel?
Sure, Jezebel started from a painful place, a heartache, a divorce that shook me to my core. But the reason why I wrote the book is because I wish I had this book when I went through the most difficult time of my life. It's just a guide to tell people that you are not alone. Whatever you are going through, someone else has been through it. And if you can read this book, it's just a guide to show you that you can go through it. You can get to the other side, the ugly, messy side of things. It's everything is in there.
Wow, I can only imagine. You know, the minute you put feelings down to paper, you pin it down, it is actually reality.
Yeah, and paper don't judge.
Yes. So how did writing this book help you heal?
There's a lot of emotions that you go through as a mother, as a woman, as a person. When this devastation happened, it's a lot. It's a storm that is brewing up inside of you, and I needed a way to let it out. Journaling was that way for me. I wrote everything down. I started writing letters to Jezebel in the book, and my Jezebel was a third party. And the letters wasn't just addressed to her, it was addressed to him, and later it became a letter to myself. And that's how I unraveled myself and finding out how I became this dependent person on someone else. And I found myself again throughout this journey, throughout this book.
Wow. I can't just imagine.
Yeah.
You know, you call your divorce devastating. You know, sometimes when you go through a divorce, I myself have also gone through one. Sometimes you can't put it into words, but you actually now described it, what it does to you. Can I ask, how long were you married?
Almost 13 years. Almost 13 years.
And children?
We were together for 23 in total, 10 years prior to that. We have two beautiful boys.
Wow. Yeah. And how old are they, if I may ask?
12 and 15 years old. Yeah, so I've been divorced for almost 4 years now. So they've been through the journey with me. Yeah.
And it does have a major effect on the children.
It does. It definitely does. But I've tried to stay strong for them, and three peas in a pot, actually.
And boys love their mama.
Oh, they are very overprotective.
Oh, they are. Yes. How did this trauma affect your identity, and how did you start finding yourself again?
You know, when you become a wife and a mother, I realized I lost myself. This trauma and the journaling journey took me through these phases where I actually learned to find myself, that little girl inside of me again. So when I became a wife, you kind of lose that person that I was. I forgot my dreams. I forgot my aspirations, what I wanted to be, because you kind of live for that person, for the family that you are creating, and there's a goal that you guys have together. And when something like this happened, and I put it as the carpet was ripped out from under me, I didn't expect it. I was one of those people that, oh no, this would never happen to me. Mm. Never. And it did. And when it did, it was like that word I said. It was devastating. And that identity of the person you thought you were was, I didn't know how to be a human, a woman. And, you know, that self-blame you find, what I could have done better. Mm. If I did this, perhaps this wouldn't have happened. It's a lot of things that you go through. And that's how I unraveled myself in the book. And I got to this space and I thought that, write this book. There's somebody out there that you can help that might read it. And it is raw. It is blunt. I don't hold out anything.
I can't. I unfortunately couldn't get the book earlier. But I can't wait to go into that book. What message do you hope readers take away from your book?
Jezebel to me is a person, but to others, there are some people who has a Jezebel, who is a bottle of wine, that it's too much sport that the partner have. It is that emotional absence of a partner. Jezebel can portray herself in so many aspects. And I want to say, whoever is going through something, you are not crazy for feeling this way. You are not crazy for feeling that hurt and all that resentment. And that feelings that you have, find a way to get it out. Find a way to speak to someone. Speak to a therapist, a friend, if you have, and you are blessed with a friend that you can speak to and open up about it and just be yourself, then you are truly blessed. I wish I had that support system in my life when I was going through something like that. But no, you are not alone. And the feedback that I've gotten so far from the people that have read the book is, I could relate so much to your story. The book starts in the court case, in divorce courts. My one friend said, like, everything you rehearsed, everything you said, I had to go through the same thing. And it took me back to that moment. But what I felt, somebody put into words, and that meant so much for me. And feedback like that made me feel like whatever I'm doing with this book, there's a purpose, and the intention with writing it is out there.
Wow. I'm looking at you, and you know, radio don't always show how the person look, but you look so young still to have been together with someone for so long.
Yeah, he was my high school sweetheart.
You know, and I must tell you, you're beautiful.
Thank you.
You're powerful, you're dynamic, you know, and big ups to you for doing it in that way, for putting it into words. Sometimes we don't always get rid of our anger the right way, or we resort to violence and stuff like that. So tell us what's happening. Where can we get the book?
The book will be sold at Basson & Basson Hiring. They allowed me to have it, put some copies there, and you could also find it on Dear Jezebel socials on Instagram and Facebook. And then I have a WhatsApp line also. You can find that details also on the socials where you can order the book.
You can give that WhatsApp line. Okay. For anyone that wants to get this book.
Let me just grab that number for you.
No problem. So I hope are your sons listening?
No, I don't think they are.
What did they think about the book?
They thought, Mommy, you are brave. Wow. You are going to help somebody. And we admire you for that.
Wow, wonderful.
Yeah. And they see me as a strong woman and what we've been through, and I'm still standing and I'm smiling now and I can speak about this without shedding a tear.
Yes.
That's remarkable.
That's remarkable.
And that feels like healing, and I know there's somebody.
And you've conquered it.
Yes.
You've conquered it. And just lastly, we're going to have to say bye soon. What does your ex say about the book? Does he know about the book? Of course he does.
He does.
What do we call him? Jake.
Is he Jake in the book? He was surprised, but his words were, "Congratulations, I'm proud of you." That was his words. I've got the number for you.
Okay.
So you can reach me at 081-246-9040.
You gotta go slower.
Oh, sorry. 081-246-9040.
And before we end off, good evening, ladies in the studio. I salute you, lady. Very inspiring. Yes, you are brave. God bless you.
Thank you.
Charlotte.
I appreciate that.
Charlotte Dippener. These people listening, I promise you that. And I want to say congratulations. You got a full house here tomorrow night.
Yes.
Well done. You were proactive in what you did. You know, it takes action to get to the next step.
Yes.
You know, sometimes we want something and we don't always take the necessary action to get to the next step.
Yeah.
So wonderful. I just wish you well on your way forward, and I hope I can talk to you again in the future.
I look forward to that.
Yes. Any last words?
Always take that chance. Be brave and go after your dream. This book was like a little shout, just that little girl shouting, write it. Somebody needs to read it. Somebody needs to hear your story. Be brave.
Be brave. There you go. And that is it from me, Karine, on the Power Hour tonight with some wonderful, inspiring, powerful guests tonight. And remember, both interviews will be on a podcast on our website in the next few days. So you can always go and listen to that. And you're most welcome to contact us with any of these details you need. It will be on our WhatsApp status of the radio. So you need to save that number, 082-414-1077, if you don't want to miss anything. I want to say have a blessed evening. And from me, arrivederci. Good night. Till I see you next week again.